Science says children lie. Science says children lie. Well, how interesting that is. Research was done on the documentary program on television where they show how children lie from just infants in their crib on up through their life. And that children learn to lie because it is the thing to do. Now, we hardly think that it's the thing to do. But why do children appear, the illusion, appear to lie? Because we are interpreting what they're doing based upon our understanding of motivations. We're interpreting what they're doing based upon our understanding of what we would do if we were in that situation. If we were a little child and we wanted food, then we would cry and holler and stamp our feet, or we would lay in our crib and let our parents know that it's time to eat. It's time to eat. And we make all the slouching sounds and so forth that eating makes to let our parents know what it is we want. Now, a child is laying in the crib, and there's a bone or a ball or something underneath his body, and he's uncomfortable. And so he knows that he wants to get his help from somewhere, somebody get him off of that hurtful thing. And so he cries. And first thing we think is that he's hungry. First thing we think, he wants his pants changed. First thing we think, he wants to have us do something for him. Well, it is true, he did. He wanted us to lift him off of that thing that was hurting him that he was laying on. Now, we don't always know that. It could have been a toy, it could have been anything, but we don't always know that. Children not only cry to get what they want, we think it's food, but they cry because they think that they can get our attention and they can accomplish the goal that they want is to have a change in position. They want to roll over, they want to sit up, they want to do it. Now later, as children go on, they realize that things that are not quite so clear are things that work quite nicely. That when they cry, so they get attention. When they are just happy children, when they are joyful children, when they're always smiling, always laughing, always, and they don't get much attention, but they like themselves. They get the best attention they could ever want. They don't have to lie, because they know how to get the attention that makes their life fulfilled, rewarding, and fantastic. Science says children learn to lie when a year old. Well, as far as science is concerned, children learn to lie when they're just a few moments old or a few days old or anything, because science is interpreting, now that's wisdom or knowledge, is interpreting that the child is doing something to accomplish getting food. And so he makes you think he's hungry. He makes you think that he needs attention. He makes you think that all these things are going on. Now, it works for him. It works for him. It's just like when you have a nightmare while you're sleeping and you're dreaming of something that is bothering you and upsetting you. The child knows what it's doing when it is being bothered by the lack of food or having his pants changed or getting attention. It knows ways of getting it. And you know how to get rid of a nightmare. You just say to the nightmare, "Be gone. Be gone. I don't want you in my world." Now, we sometimes cry and we say, "Daddy, I had a nightmare." And Daddy comes in and picks us up and holds us, and we might even be 12, 13 years old, but he picks us up, he holds us, he says, there. Well, you just tell that boogeyman to go away, you just tell that nightmare to go away, you just say, I'm a happy boy, I'm a happy boy, I'm a happy boy, I'm a happy girl, I'm a happy girl, I'm a happy girl. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And it'll all balance out just perfectly. Now, have you ever thought of talking to little children and saying to them, when you put them to bed, now say, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. I live in a wonderful, peaceful, fantastic world. Do you teach yourself to say that? Do you teach your children to say that? Do you teach your little baby to say that as you're feeding your baby at your breast? And you say, just, you are wonderful, you are wonderful. I like you, I like you, I like you. You like you, you like you. You think you're wonderful, you think you're great. And these ideas are impregnated into the consciousness of the child. Not impregnated into the consciousness of the child that he's crying to get attention. Not impregnated into the child that he has to lie to get attention. That he has to say that he hurts when he doesn't. He just wants somebody around. Well, that's the same thing about those boogeyman dreams. Same thing about how that goes. Would you like to live a life, a frightful life, according to some of the things you see on the movies and in some of the serials? Would you like to see crime fighters always fighting crime and doing things? Are you putting that into your consciousness before you go to bed? Are you putting that into your life? Are you putting into your life at any time to your child and saying, you're a naughty child, you're a naughty child? Or are you putting into the child's mind, mommy's always here for you, all is okay, all is peace? What do we put into the minds, into the thinking of our children? Why do we suspect that they lie? And we think that children lie only because we lie sometimes. And whenever we lie, we are putting a cause in motion that is going to damage our entire psyche, damage our entire world. And really, no one lies. No one lies at all, because they're doing work, checking about people who lie and seeing how their body responds and how their life responds and how their attitudes respond when they lie. And knowingly, they're lying. And they find that there are really no evidential things that are really beneficial to help to understand when a person is lying. Because if a person believes he's telling the truth and is lying, then he will not appear to be lying. If you say to someone, well, what happened? Well, that car hit the tree and those people were killed and so forth, and they're laying out all over the lawn there and it looks terrible. Oh, and then you take that person over and you show them that the car parked next to the tree and that the people laying on the lawn were having a picnic. And you have a totally different opinion about it. And you were lying. You were lying because you felt you knew what was going on, but you really didn't. Little children want attention, and that's mainly the reason that they do things to get attention. But when you call it a lie, you empower that negative aspect in their world, and you empower that negative condition in the world around us. And you empower a lie. It's any lie. When you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is good and very good, all is divine now, there's no place for a lie. There's only a place for divine order. Make that claim for yourself today, because that's who you are. You are the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And there's no place for a lie in your life or in the life of anyone in your world. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.